Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Ah, here we are back at it again. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on Thanksgiving week. Everybody's mad, but I'm thankful. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike?
Yes.
I feel a little bit better than I did yesterday. Let me just get that out of the way first and foremost. I'm not quite all the way there yet, but I'm slowly moving through this tragic time. Jackie Baseball, your team isn't doing anything to alleviate the pain that we're going through right now. Holla at you, boy.
How we doing? Nice shirt in there, Spike. Very interesting.
What shirt does he have on?
It's a Minshew Mania shirt.
Yeah, well.
Minshew Mania.
Come on.
Interesting.
There was a moment in history.
Wow.
I thought it was a funny moment.
Right now?
What do you mean?
Oh, come on.
With this team in turmoil?
Oh, come on.
You're wearing a Minshew shirt?
Gardner, come on. He lived in a car or whatever. I don't know.
He did cook the Jets that one week.
He did. There was a Minshew moment.
Now, let me tell you, these subliminal messages.
It's not a subliminal message.
No, him with his Carson tweets.
I tweeted one. I can't be happy for Carson.
And you with a Minshew shirt on right now.
Not subliminal. The Minshew thing, no.
They're ganging up on old QB1, huh?
No. It's a moment in time. I'm not ganging up on QB1.
No.
Now, it's an especially big Tuesday show. Our shows on every day are big, but because we have the shortened number of shows this week, we want to make sure we get everybody in. So we do have Elliot on at 3. We do have a High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We do have Sheil on, who's normally with us on Thursdays. We have him with us here on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So we lead off, what the hell else are we talking about? Of course, we're talking about the offense. Yeah. Screaming about the offense. And I was on my walk this morning. This is when everything sort of hits me. It's my clearest time. Sometimes I walk not listening to anything. And I'm just alone with my thoughts. And it hit me what the Eagles have to do to save the offense and therefore save the season. Here are some things we know that I think we can all probably agree on. The offensive line is not going to turn around and all of a sudden be this dominant offensive line this year. Like, this is probably what we have. Maybe they'll get healthier,
right,
but we're not getting the offensive line of last year.
Yep.
Saquon's probably a little bit diminished. He touched the ball almost 500 times last year, we expected. Look, luckily he's in there. He's not hurt, but he's probably a little bit diminished. We do know Jalen is, as a quarterback, probably not a pass-first guy, not a guy you're going to want to go out there throwing 40 times every game. And the final thing that is insane is they're not going to replace Kevin Petullo. And nor is it the right thing to replace Kevin Petullo. The fact that everybody wants Nick Sirianni to call the plays, everybody wants Nick Sirianni as far away as possible for the offense. They're not bringing in some offensive coordinator from outside the building 11 weeks into the season. It's not happening. It's not even the smart thing to do. So I think you and I agree on all those three things.
That's true.
So here is where the clarity comes for me. Mm-hmm. If I were to ask anybody, what are Jalen's three best attributes as a quarterback? Everyone would say one of them is running. He is good at running the football. In fact, I heard last year that one of the reasons that Saquon was so good at running the football is because Jalen also was good at running the football. Yet, they've decided, or he's decided, he shouldn't do it very much this year. To fix the offense, I think Jalen Hurts needs to run the ball 8-10 times a game. Here's what it does. First of all, it takes advantage of one of the things that he's good at that for some reason we've decided they're not going to do. It creates some leverage for the offense. It gives them what you want is sort of a numbers advantage on offense that we haven't been able to have. It's just been man-to-man-to-man-to-man, and we haven't been able to beat that because we've been failing. One guy on the offensive line has failed every single time. It gives us sort of a one-person advantage. It gives the defense something else to worry about. If he does it for three games, maybe it changes the whole rest of the season. And for everyone who is worried about him getting hurt, because I think that is part of the plan, I sort of understood it. You don't want him wound up. You don't want him grinded up toward the end of the year. I was worried last year about Saquon getting hurt. And everyone told me, and they were right, and I was wrong. Don't worry about him getting hurt. You got to win the game that's in front of you. If it takes 28 carries, we got to win this game. So here I look at a season that I know they're 8-3, but to a certain extent is on the brink. Nobody can figure out what is different about the offense. We're not adding players. We're not changing the offensive coordinator. We're not changing skill sets. Let's use one of the things that we are good at, and that is the quarterback running the ball. And again, if you're worried about him getting hurt, I want to get to the point in the season where it actually matters, that we're saving him for, you know? And I think they need to do something drastic, and I think Jalen running the football is that thing.
This is where we've gotten to.
Yes.
Yeah, this is where we've gotten to.
Yes.
I'm not even necessarily blame you. I'm not. You know, when you broached this idea.
Yes.
My head literally popped off of my shoulders, even though you didn't necessarily see it. But that's the.
You were like, brilliant.
No. This is how crazy this idea, and this is how desperate we become.
Yes.
With this offense.
And they should be desperate.
No, we shouldn't be desperate. And here's what I'm going to say. This team, first of all, running more is ridiculous. Let me just get this out of the way first. Running more is ridiculous. You don't run your quarterback more. Are you trying to get him injured?
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win football games.
We're not going to win with Jalen Hurts running us to victory. We're not.
It will create leverage for the offense. I'm telling you, it will help everyone. It'll help Saquon. It'll help the offensive line. It'll help the receivers. It'll help everyone.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. If you mean more, as in more than twice a game, okay, I'll give you three, maybe four times a game.
Eight.
Nah, I don't need eight runs. I don't need eight designed quarterback runs. The more times you put him in harm's way, the more of a chance there is that he'll get injured, and that compromises our best chances of winning the ultimate prize, which is winning the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts himself is not going to run us to a Super Bowl title. And we got to get away from, you know what, we can't figure out how to put an offense around him and how we make this thing work. Here's what I do know. I know I've seen him have success in the offense. I know I've seen him have success under Nick Sirianni in this offense. The ability to throw the ball is there. It may not be as regular and consistent as we want it to be, but it's there, and it certainly isn't as much of a hindrance or a hindrance to a point to where we need to decide, okay, we're going to turn Jalen Hurts into a running back and just see if we can run with him because the other guys can't run. The offensive line can't block for the other guys. You don't do this with your franchise quarterback. They got to figure out how to move this ball through the air. The biggest issue with the Eagles right now, I don't even know if play design is necessarily the biggest issue as much as when you're calling the plays that are in the playbook.
I see a rhythm.
I see plays that work in this offense. And then it becomes nut crunch time. And then we call something that's so simple that everybody knows what we're doing. I see plays where they take shots down the field. I'm seeing these things. This is the inconsistency of the offense in halves that we've seen all year. right? If they come out with a good game plan, then all of a sudden they do something to change up the game plan and they can't continue what they did in the first half. Or if they come out with something that doesn't work and they're forced to do hurry-up offense, up-tempo offense, that seems to get everybody in the rhythm. But then you're wondering, well, why didn't we do this earlier? That's all play calling and rhythm from the coordinator, knowing what plays, when to call them, what's the best plays to call. Third and two, why are we in a shotgun on third and two? Even if you want to throw the ball, don't you get under center and give the illusion that you may run the ball here? You get a defense something to think about. You're sitting in shotgun with Saquon to the right of you. If I'm a defense, the only run they can run is a draw play. Or they're throwing the ball, right? So to me, it's when you're calling the plays that should be called. It's not that the plays aren't in the playbook. It's when you're deciding to use the plays. And that's what I'm not seeing. And that's what they need to do, not put Jalen in harm's way.
215-592-9494. What do you think of Jalen running the ball more to fix the offense? The last thing I'll say about it before we give a next question, because we have a great prize today for next question. Sometimes we do it for fun. Today we're doing it for fun and a prize. Is you often talk about what happened to 2022 Jalen. What happened to 2022 Jalen?
Still asking that.
2022 Jalen ran 165 times in 15 games. That is 11 times a game.
He was younger.
3 years younger. He ain't 34. He's 26. You know what I mean? What happened to 2022 Jalen? Give me 2022. 8 to 10 times a game. Run the ball. Don't hide something that you're good at. Okay. We do have a next question day. And it is based on, well, the prize is amazing. So the Eagles are doing a blackout on Friday. Mm-hmm. They're wearing their black uniforms. And they want everybody to wear black. It could be, look, if you don't have Eagles gear, that's fine. Wear your black gear. Whatever it is, they want everybody wearing black.
What are you going to a funeral?
Well, they could. For the Bears. Come on, man.
Yep, that's what we're planning.
Yeah, all right. Yep. For the Bears. So we do have a black Eagles hoodie, a courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop, located at Lincoln Financial Field, the Metroplex Center in Plymouth Meeting, the shops at Rockville and Lancaster, and the marketplace at Garden State Park in Cherry Hill. That is where you can find the Eagles Pro Shops if you want to get some black Eagles gear for Friday.
Yeah, get the word out.
Yeah, we got to get the word out so everyone wears black.
That's right.
So today is the debut of Pat Summerall and John Madden. So for next question today, we want a famous duo. So Jack, why don't you give us a famous duo?
Once again, I don't get Pat Summerall.
Stop.
I still don't get Pat Summerall. Stop. You guys all explain
what
to me.
What are the goats?
Yeah.
Have a little respect.
I have respect. No, doesn't mean that I don't. I still don't get him.
You totally don't respect. You don't respect the 80s and 90s.
No,
football.
You don't respect it at all. You don't respect the 80s and 90s anything.
That's not true. I like the music.
Yeah, he does like the
music. Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, man. France can L.A.
Oh, that's a great one. It's cheating, but it's a great one.
Totally cheating.
You want to make sure no one else has.
Yeah, 100% cheating.
I'm the Phillies guy.
Okay. Oh. Did you hear that?
Yep.
All right. What do you got as give us a great duo.
I'm going Shaq and Kobe.
Oh, that's
the greatest
a good one.
Basketball duo of all time.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of maybe the quarterback here and the receiver.
Well, there are some similarities. Yep. There are some similarities. Yep. That is a good. I thought you were going to go that direction. So I usually go with the first one that pops in my head. The funny thing is, I never watched this TV show, but the first thing that popped in my head was Mulder and Scully from the X-Files. Nah. I never watched the X-Files, but when I thought famous duo, I should have watched.
You didn't watch the X-Files.
No.
But how did this become your?
Well, because I just know about Mulder and Scully. It was the I just think of the first thing that pops in my head. And the first thing that pops in my head is a duo was Mulder and Scully.
All right.
So I like that kind of stuff. I don't know why I've never watched it, but I've never watched the X-Files. Mine is Mulder and Scully. So next question today is give us your favorite duo.
Your dynamic duo is a show you never watched.
Yeah, but it's still a great duo.
But you never watched it.
No.
Well, it doesn't mean anything
to you. It was the first thing that popped into my head.
How?
But you never watched it.
Do you want me to give you Beavis and Butthead for the 17th time?
No, man, there's a million out there. Something, there's a thousand different duos out there. You're giving us a duo that you never...
Big one.
It's not if you never watched it.
You weren't invested in it.
I wasn't, but it was the first thing that popped into my head.
But does it mean anything to you?
You guys got to give me a break.
I don't want to give you a break. This is insane.
Yeah, this is. Come on, man.
All right. 215-592-9494. I think Jalen should run it more. And next question today for the Black Eagles hoodie. It is a blackout on Friday. Give us a great duo. Corey in Columbus leads us off as always. Corey, you're on WIP.
Spike?
Yes.
See, like, when you say let's go for a walk, you know, Spike, I'll be with you, man. You're like, let's go for a walk on the bridge. I'm like, you know, let's go, baby. I'm with you.
Well, not near a bridge these days after the, you know, like loss on Sunday.
And you say, let's jump over the bridge. I'm like, nah, I can't do that. See, I was with you when you say you need to run more, but he's about 8 to 9 to 10. Like,
yes.
What?
That's what he did in 2022, his runner-up MVP season.
Hey, 2022, you had that Minshew Mania shirt on. Remember, I mean, I know we can't score now either, but he could have scored 7 points on a 3-17 Saints.
Let's not talk about Minshew. I'm talking about the quarterback doing what he did when he was at his best. He ran the football.
I'm just saying. That's cool. And he do need to run more. I even said that on my Twitter. You know, you need to run more. You know, because I think Jalen, with his, you know, feet on the ground, with a threat running the football, is a better player than him just standing in the pocket. But I'm not letting these coaches off the hook, because I'm tired of this narrative out there, right? That these coaches and these ESPN pundits, whoever try to push, like, oh, the coaches is limited by the quarterback.
Of course they are.
But time out.
Every coach is limited by every quarterback. Sean McVay is limited by Matt Stafford? He can't run.
If the stuff they doing ain't working. So y'all need to change it up. At least try something else. We ain't working. So I'm limited. This guy limits me.
Yes.
But the stuff you running ain't working. So I'm not going to try nothing else. But my excuse going to be limited? No, that's a dumb coach. You know what I'm saying?
Coach last year or 22, saying, same head coach.
No. You keep saying it's not the definition of insanity doing the same thing over again. You're right. It's not the definition. That's just a dumb behavior. Change it up. If put something out there to see if it'll work. We don't know if it'll work. I ain't seen them try nothing else. So how do I know it ain't going to work?
They tried something for the first four games of last year, and they turned the ball over all the time, too.
Hey, all I know is they turned the ball over at Green Bay. We won the game, right? He had 300 yards. He might have turned it over, but we walked out victorious. Victory, I heard Ike saying it.
Yep.
All I'm saying is Jalen needs to run more, but we gotta come up with something else, because I'm tired of these halfback dives up the middle with Saquon. I'm tired of that. We can't do no outside zone, no reverse. Y'all did a pop pass, a reverse with Smitty, picked up like 8-9 yards. We ain't doing no more the rest of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? Like, there's stuff that be working. That we just don't do it. Goddard ain't touched the ball, and I know we have penalties. Goddard ain't got a play, and I can't tell you.
Well,
but he had
two plays. But he did. That's the thing. He did. Like, they called the play back twice.
What I'm saying is, like, you got to be creative. Jahan Dotson just out there doing cardio. He don't get no targets, no catches. Maybe try to get Jahan Dotson the ball.
Oh, yeah, that's the answer.
They not expecting that. You know what I'm saying? Change it up. We want to see something different. I don't think that we have bad coaches. I'm not in that park. I'm just saying that I don't want to keep seeing them doing the same thing and coming out saying it's not working. Of course, so try something else. Because listen, Bears are coming to whoop us on Sunday.
Friday.
DeAndre Swift, Friday. My bad. DeAndre Swift, former Eagle. He's gonna be trying to run on us. You got two former safeties that we didn't want. They gonna be trying to pick the quarterback.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
CJ GJ
in the back. Byard and CJ GJ. They gonna want they
use both of them right now.
And TJ Edwards. Is he?
And TJ Edwards.
We could use. We don't need.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't need TJ.
Yeah,
still.
We need the other two. Yeah.
But it's like they lead the league and turn the ball over. So I need them to come up with something this week. Get Tank Bigsby involved. Get Jahan. And I'm not saying go away from what we're doing. Just give them something they don't expect.
That's not. You don't win just being surprising every week. You do it once, and then it's not surprising anymore.
But you're right. But guess what? What we're doing right now is not working at all. It can get you 21-0.
Well, they're 8-3.
And then it will get you stopped. You know what I'm saying? 21-0. We done blew a 17-0 lead this year, a 21-0
lead. I can't
get
over that, man. I can't get over the fact we blew it. Listen, I cannot get over the fact we blew a 21-point lead yesterday.
Yeah. And we was on 17 on the Broncos, and we blew that lead too. Yeah. You got to learn from that. And I said, I'm not.
That's coaching, Spot. You got to admit, that's coaching.
But part of it's coaching.
Yeah, a big part.
But part of it's penalty. The penalties thing.
But
I'm buying.
That's coaching.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
when a team is undisciplined,
from a big picture,
yes,
it's coaching.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not saying it's his fault they did it.
I want my duo. Right. Let me get my duo.
What's your duo?
I want to try to win my sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with Tom and Jerry. The one cartoon ain't got no words, but they put entertainment on the TV. How you put no talking, but you still watch?
Tom and Jerry's a big answer.
Yeah.
It's a big answer.
Tom would talk every once in a while, but Jerry never
talked. Tom would talk?
Every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah, it was rare.
Okay. I don't remember Tom talking. Maybe it happened.
He had the one cat. You remember the one cat when he was singing to the girl up in the window? Is you is
or is you ain't my baby? I do remember that. Wow. You were into Tom and Jerry.
I love Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. They were tight. You think secretly. Tom and Jerry loved each other.
Secretly? What does that mean?
Well, you know, like, the bit was Tom was trying to catch Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
But really, in the back of his mind.
Right, they were, they were like, in this thing together.
I love Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I catch
mutual
him.
Mutual respect,
I just give him a kiss and a hug.
Yeah,
give
I'm not going to kill him.
No, can't kill Jerry. All right.
Cat and mouse, that was Fritz.
Yeah, do you know who Tom and Jerry are?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
It's not Roadrunner, right?
No.
Okay.
It's Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. How about Jalen running the ball more to fix the offense? We will get Jackie Football's take next. And also, Jordan Mailata talked about Kevin Petullo on the Jordan Mailata show yesterday about blame and how much blame Petullo should get. We'll play that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I've been talking about my friends at Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car, my current car, and we just got in a used car from the Scott Auto Group. Love my family with the Scott Auto Group. Get ready to celebrate the holidays in style with the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Right now, you can lease the all-new 2025 Kia Sportage Hybrid EX all-wheel drive for $255 a month, or the all-new 2025 Kia Telluride S for $265 a month for 24 months. Make sure you check out Scott Kia of Springfield or the newly opened Scott Kia of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. In fact, my mind couldn't find a place to rest until I got the thug life tatted on my chest. You want to last, be the first to blast. Remember Cato. Call in the sirens.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I like you were doing the hype man version of the rap. Always sings the second line or the second part of the line. That's every rapper on stage, every time I've ever
I
seen
can
a
be
show.
That guy.
There's always been the other guy that doubles up on the second line.
Yep.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Those are Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Jalen run more down the stretch to help the offense, or should they save it for the playoffs? Run more now or save it? So I say run more now. I want 8 or 10 rushes a game. What do you think the poll is at? Run more now or save it?
Well, I think it's going to be somewhere around 55-45 split. I'll go with save it.
So it is 63% run it more now.
Wow.
People are a little desperate. Well, wait till they hear the fact that I said run it now, and then it'll flip around. When Max, the new video guy, puts the clip out,
right,
I'll get
it. Realize it's you to say it.
Yeah, imagine agreeing with this guy. We'll get plenty of that. Jack, what do you think, Jackie Football?
So I think what they're doing is smart. I would save it for the playoffs. It doesn't matter right now. Like, they could have, they're going to make the playoffs. They're 8-3. They're not going to lose out. I mean, they're going to be okay. I think I saw a little bit of an overreaction from you by now. And if you save it for the playoffs, you don't have the unscouted looks in those games. So you got to start thinking about the big picture, Spike, rather than being so pigeonholed in the right now.
Wow.
You got to win a football game on Friday.
Eh.
And then we got to win another football game.
They're
and then
gonna,
we got to win another football game.
Well, he runs
game.
When needed. Well, he should have ran Sunday.
Yes, well, on the 3rd-and-2.
We need it now.
But he had some big runs on Sunday.
He had
the touchdown run that was not Tush Bush. It was a real touchdown. And then he had the one late in the game where he navigated and weaved his way through.
Best the offense has looked all year, aside from the Giants game when everything was working, I sort of throw that one out because we're never going to be able to run the ball like that again, was until the Lightning happened in the Dallas game. And he was running all over the place. He was running and throwing and running and throwing.
But it's not sustainable. He can't run like that all the time. He's gotten hurt every single year. So I know we can do like, well, whatever. Like if he dies,
there's
he dies.
There's only 6 games left.
Yeah, but so what? So then they can't survive for the rest of the year and then show it more in the playoffs when the games actually matter?
Yeah, you don't want him injured before the playoffs.
Come on, Spike.
This
you is
want him healthy.
They don't fix this. This is going to unravel. Everyone's
how about
like,
they fix it?
Fix it by having him run. They need to add
no,
something.
No, fix it by blocking better.
Good luck. 215-592-9494. Eric in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Spike, what's up? Hold on, let me take you off. There we go.
There it is. What's up, Eric?
How you doing?
What's up, Eric?
What's up, E?
My first time calling there, so give me a little grace.
Okay. Give you about 10 seconds of grace. Cool. Okay.
10 seconds. That's all. I only need 5.
Okay. Like, all right.
All right. Now, as far as Jalen running, no, I don't need him to run more. Unless it's like a scramble situation, I'd rather him use his instincts as it relates to running, opposed to them just having him run a whole bunch of design runs. Doesn't make sense. And you got a multi-million-dollar running back who's at one point in time last year, to be quite frank, was the best running back in the league. So why burn his legs out? You know what I mean, Jalen? Why burn his legs out when you got a back to do that? It makes no sense.
Because it's not working with the back. and quite honestly, when you do a quarterback run, that is a different look. I mean, there's a reason it succeeds to a certain extent in a different way than running back runs do. Is because when running back runs do, they don't think that the running back's going to pass the ball. The reason those Jalen draws always seem to work, they almost always seem to work. And I just
he also got concussed on one of those plays last year.
Yeah, there you go, broken collarbone or clavicle, whatever. You know,
he can get concussed on any play. He can get concussed on any.
Yeah, but you're subjecting him to it more when you design more run plays for him.
I agree that you're subjecting it to a more excuse me, more, but I also think, Jack, don't make that face. I also think you're going to have a more successful offense. Like with more risk, I think comes more reward. Don't, you know, both of you, you can do the show without me. You can do the show without me.
For 4 months, yeah.
It's the luck of the draw either way. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, what you going to do, man? But what I don't like, honestly, is the panic, man. Like Spike, I'm gonna speak directly to you, Spike.
Okay.
Before a game was even played, how many wins did you have them have?
I think I had them at 10 or 11 wins. I can't remember.
Okay, so just with the beginning of the season, the wins that they had, they exceeded your expectations right then and there, correct?
Well, the season's not over. I have news for you. Them winning 11 games is not off the, you know, we have, Chicago's a good team, Buffalo's a good team, and would you be shocked Chargers are a good team. Would you be shocked if they lost one of the Commanders games? I don't think they will, but I wouldn't be shocked.
So,
yeah, so they could win 11 games, and I could be right on the money. What I thought this year, I thought this was going to be a typical Super Bowl hangover year is what it looks like to me. And that is what it looks like. Everybody's beat up. Nobody likes each other. You know, that's what it feels like.
All right, but look, let me ask you this. I know Ike is more of a boxing fan than you.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll let you guys. Okay. I'll let you guys.
This is how I look at football. Football to me, well, just life in general to me is about a fight. You know what I mean? I'd rather watch a good fight opposed to a knockout every fight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a point in time when I was growing up, I'm in my 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
We used to sit around, everybody chipping money bodies, Mike Tyson fight, and he knocked the guy out in the first round. You kind of got tired of that. You know what I mean? You want to see a whole 10-round, 12-round bout.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind these guys winning and losing games by, you know what I mean, a margin of 2-3. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't bother me. Long as it's a win, I'm cool. I'd rather watch the fight. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Listen, you know, as long as you got the heart for that to withstand the anxiety that comes with will they win or lose, you know, yeah, having those close games. But no, listen, I agree, but I also understand where there are some opponents where you're saying, I shouldn't have to sweat this game out. This should be a game that we should clearly dominate.
Well, and you're talking about injuries.
You get a couple of those games every year also.
You talk about injuries. If you're in every game that you're in the fourth quarter, that is down
highly intense.
Yeah, that's more reps. It's more.
Yeah.
Eric, give us a famous duo today for the Eagles, the black Eagles hoodie from the Eagles Pro Shop.
Okay, cool. My duo is kind of, actually it's a trio, but it's kind of interchangeable. So does that count? Yeah, all right, cool.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I'll give you three names. You can, they're interchangeable. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci.
That's
a trio.
That's a trio, that's Eric. I know it's your first call. But
it's not even a duo.
No.
It's like asking how many faces are on Mount Rushmore.
Well, you just named three actors.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's a quartet, and they all go together. I can understand that. Those are just favorite actors.
Yeah, they all happen to be in. They're all in Goodfellas.
Yeah, not a trio.
No, he even said Pacino. Yeah, I was trying to.
Were they all in the Irishman together?
Yeah, they were.
They were in the Irishman.
Yeah.
Yes,
which I've never seen.
Well, it wasn't very good.
4 hours long.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I didn't even bother watching it.
Too fake.
Yeah, well, it is too fake. So we did the Jordan Mailata show last night, as we usually do. You had Landon Dickerson. Good week to have the offensive lineman on. And Jordan had something to say about all the heat on Kevin Petullo right now. Here's what he had to say.
You bring up Petullo a lot, unprompted.
I just think he cops a lot of slack for no reason. You know, I thought he put us in. I thought KP put us in positions multiple times to win that game. And what did we do as players? Not execute and penalties. So you can say all you want, fire KP, da da da. You got to put some blame on us players because we're out there playing. We're the ones who are crapping all over the place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So Jordan, that was after your riveting discussion on if you can say crap on the radio.
Yeah, Jordan learned he couldn't say the S word, but he could say crap, so he said
there
a lot.
There you go.
I think it is valiant what Jordan's trying to do. I do think the Petullo stuff, while fair, is overblown to an extent.
Okay.
But Jordan, I got news for you. You're getting heat. You're all getting heat.
Yeah.
You know, when the offense isn't performing, the offensive coordinator is going to get heat. It's hard to avoid.
It really doesn't matter, because the only way that he can be validated as a play caller is the success of the offense. It's not about it being his fault that it's not working. He's the one who's being held responsible because that's his job title. Yeah. Just like Nick Sirianni as the head coach. And I understand you're going to defend him. I don't have a problem with KP. I wanted him to be the offensive coordinator. I don't think he should be fired, because the last thing I want to do is change another offensive coordinator for Jalen. And I understand the offense is stagnant right now, but unless you're telling me that you're throwing your hands up and just moving on from Jalen and you're going to bring KP back, my thing is you try to get through this season, get the most out of the situation that you can, and then you hope for better moving forward. Hoping for the continuity and stability brings out a better product even moving forward. You know, Jalen's talked about other units on the team benefiting from having the same coach year after year after year. I don't see where changing the coordinator again benefits him. So unless you're moving on from him and you bring, you know what I mean? I just don't get that. I would keep the marriage together. We're here. We're going to try to find reasons as to why they aren't succeeding, because that's what we do. The players, instead of trying to defend everything, just accept responsibility and accountability and get it fixed.
Play better.
Yeah, like that's what you need to do. This idea of worrying about it's not my fault or it's not his fault or this. How about it's all of our fault? We're all working to try to get this thing fixed. That's what I know. We all still are on the same page with the same goals in mind, and that's what we're working for. We're trying to get it fixed.
Well, and to an extent, if you guys are playing well and the offense is good, Kevin Petullo is going to get credit, even though he's not the one playing.
Yep.
So he's not the one playing when you're playing bad and having playoffs. He's not the one playing when you're playing good. And he's going to get credit or blame.
It comes along with it.
Either way. Now, I agree with you.
Kellen Moore got hired because of a run game?
Right.
He's not running the ball in New Orleans.
It's certainly not what he wanted to do.
He wants
here.
To throw the ball. Yeah. But he got hired because of the team had success.
Yeah.
Meaning that he got credit.
Yes.
For the team's success. So to your point, he's going to get the credit when the team plays well. He's going to have to get the blame when the offense isn't performing well.
Absolutely.
It just is. Yeah, it goes along with the territory.
If you want him to stop getting blamed, stop having stupid penalties. I don't know what to tell you.
I totally agree. That's a great point. Yes, right. If you want to protect him, then pay attention to detail and let's not have a bunch of penalties.
You know the one block you keep talking about being away? Get a bunch of mail.
Get to that block.
Yeah, why don't everybody just do the block? And then we'll leave Kevin Petula alone.
How'd you do it last year where you're all in sync?
Yeah.
And then this year, why? I know it sounds simplistic, but holy cow.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it's just one block or like being on the same page, then get on the same page.
Yeah. Everybody call each other, say, hey, are we on the same page? We are now. Okay, move forward.
Lock in.
Yeah, lock in. 215-592-9494. Ike.
Yes, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. The holidays are almost here, and that means engagement season. At Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, they love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
All right, 215-592-9494, Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's up, Spike?
What's up, Shy?
So, first of all, before I start, to be fair, they did drop over 20 points. So you told me to call in yesterday after they dropped more than 20 points, so that's what I'm doing. As far as Jalen running the ball, I mean, I think we all know it's going to take a hell of a lot.
No, time out. I remembered your call. You said that if they score more than 20 points, they're going to win.
I don't remember that.
Oh,
I don't remember
all
that.
Right, okay.
I don't remember that. No,
right.
I'm serious. I don't remember that part.
That is
I probably
what you
did
said.
Say it.
Yeah, that's
I probably
what you said.
Did say it. I'm
yes.
senile.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as Jalen running the football, I don't. It's going to take a hell of a lot more than him using his legs, what, 7 times a game, 6 times a game? I understand it opens up the passing game. That's obviously clear as day, but this team can't run the football. I think that's the biggest problem. You're giving teams too much time throwing the ball on the clock than running the football, and they're not doing that. I'd like to see them run the ball to Tank Bigsby more.
That's
what I want them to do.
I think we would all like to see that. I think the more Tank Bigsby gets, he's probably not going to run the ball nine yards
Tank
a game.
Bigsby, yeah.
Were you one of the people, I want you to be honest, Shy. Were you one of the people last year who told me that part of the that one of the things I didn't appreciate about Jalen is that one of the reasons Saquon was so successful running the ball is because Jalen also was a threat to run the ball. Did you say that last year?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, right.
I mean, my opinion's changed.
Why has your opinion changed?
Right now.
Because he's not running the ball now, and we can't run the ball.
I don't think that's going to change anything. I don't think that's going to allow us to win games by 2 touchdown differentials.
How about just outgain the opponent?
Damn sure ain't gonna make AJ happy.
But that's what we've been doing all year, right? we've been winning games. We're 8-3.
Oh my God!
So I mean, what is it?
You know, did you think there was a major difference between how the Eagles played on Sunday and how they've played every other game? A major difference, and the season as a whole. Don't pick out one or the other. The season as a whole. Did that Eagles team on Sunday? Because Nick Sirianni said yesterday we had all these penalties, and that is not. You know, that's not like us. They are 6th in the NFL in penalties per game. It's exactly like you.
I think
it's
that's
exactly
how they've been playing
like
all year. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And they just lost to the Cowboys playing that way, and the Cowboys stink. They stink.
That's not what you said on Friday.
I didn't say the Cowboys were any good.
No, you said that this is a different defense. That this is a different Dallas defense.
It's not what I said. It's what Baldy said. It's not what I said. I don't even watch the Cowboys. It's not what I said. It's what Baldy said. I did not say that. Baldy said it's a different defense, not me. If you think I'm watching tape on the Cowboys, I'm not. Shy, give us your duo real quick.
All right. Well, I got one more quick thing.
Jeez. Okay.
All right. I know you're tired of it. I know you're tired.
I'm not tired. I love
but,
you, Shy.
Love you guys, too. But what's it called? I feel like that the finger needs to be pointed at Howie Roseman more. You have Xavier Gibson still returning punts. And you have Britton Covey, who I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, is still on the practice squad.
Yes.
So what was the thinking? And the same with Mekhi Becton. That should have been the first guy you re-signed. But I digress.
Wow.
Nothing we can do about it now.
Yeah, I said that too. And I don't think, Ike, you could correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Britton Covey returning kicks instead of Xavier Gibson, that would be a coaching decision, not Howie's decision.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Howie cares that much.
I don't think Howie is involved in those type of decisions.
No.
I think you sort of leave that up to the coaches. But, they brought Gibson over here because they thought he would upgrade them at that position. He's been...
He's more dynamic than
Covey. Yeah, well, and here's the other thing. He's like a lot of these guys that are punt returners who play offense and don't get the ball that frequently. He wants to try to return the ball every time it's kicked to him.
Yeah.
He's had some other kicks throughout the year where it's made me a little nervous, where, you know, nothing, he didn't fumble the ball, but it's a play where I thought he should have fair caught it. He didn't, and he returned it, and he returned it in traffic because he's trying to do something. He's trying to make something happen, and that's always dangerous.
Well, that is a me, not us.
Yeah.
All right, Shai, give us a duo, a great duo.
Bobby Bacala and Junior Soprano.
You guys are going to have to tell me if that's
a duo. Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a duo, I guess. Fritzy, is that a duo?
Just two
Bobby
people.
Bobby Bacala took care of Uncle June.
Yeah. You know what a duo is. It's not just two people.
The show's not based. Like, it's not
You know what a duo is. Tom and Jerry's a duo. Kobe and Shaq's a duo. Even though I didn't watch X-Files, I know Mulder and Scully are a duo because everybody says Mulder and Scully. It's not just two people that were in the movie or in the show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
A duo's a duo. What are we talking about here? It's not that hard. We had a guy give us a trio.
But if I went, if I were to say, and I'm taking one off the table here. Sorry. I'm sorry, delegation. But if I were to say Stringer Bell and Avon Barksdale from The Wire.
So I only watched two episodes of The Wire. You guys are going to have to judge.
Is that a duo?
I don't know. What do you guys think? I didn't watch the show.
They were a duo in the series.
In the early stages?
Yeah, in the first 3 years of the series, you know, Avon was the head guy, and Stringer Bell was the lieutenant. But they were a duo of that criminal empire.
It's more of a duo than Bobby Bacala and Uncle June, I think.
But they certainly played a bigger role in that series.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Neither are great answers. It's a duo.
Yeah.
We all know what a duo is.
Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Well, if you want to go from that show, it's Bunk and what's his face?
Freeman.
Yeah, no, Bunk and...
No.
You don't think so?
No, because Bunk never had a steady partner. Jimmy was his partner sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that those two kind of work together. I don't know. All right, next. All right.
Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up there?
All I can say is the last two callers, man, they must got already got black hoodies with those hands.
I know. It's unbelievable. And I want to clear up, Derek, just so we're clear. I never said this is a different Dallas defense. I have no idea. It is clearly what Baldy said. Anyway, continue, Derek.
So listen, the thing with the running, you know that one play that when Jalen like sprints out and he like galloped a little bit and then he goes down, right? You remember that play against
He
does that sometime. He'll like roll out. I just never understood, like, I can see if you got Smitty on that side and you want to, like, keep him as a blocker or whatever, but why not give him an option to throw on that, though? Just for him to just sprint right and hope you catch the defense slacking like that, and then for him to just, you know, buckle down after getting a half a yard, that's like a waste of run right there. I don't know. They just
– That play
stands out when they run that.
The problem
There's
with
no
that
more
is
– option they could put on that.
Well, the problem with that play is, and I know what you're saying, when he's running it, if it's not there, it's either his decision or they're coaching him to just get down because he's naked over there. There's nobody over there to protect him, and he can't outrun everybody around that corner, so there's no sense of taking on two to three tacklers over there to get 1 or 2 yards. So I would rather him go down in that situation myself.
Wouldn't the reasoning for them doing that, because if there are fewer options for him to, if there's no receiver there, then there's no cornerback or safety to tackle him.
Yep.
So I think the idea is to get him out there with fewer defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I got a good answer. Look, I'm gonna tell you a funny, the WIP callers, I feel like some people do have distinctful voices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously I do, right? Because I was at the Wawa, it was a little while ago, and I put some trash in the trash can. You know, cops hang out at Wawa, right? So I put my trash in the trash can. I'm like, hey, how you doing or whatever. So then I go in the Wawa. I look behind me, the cop right behind me, right? I'm like, turn around. He like, are you Derek from Paoli? I'm like, but for a second, I'm like, man, what did I do that quick for this cop to be on my heels? And he just recognized my voice from me calling the radio every day. I thought that was kind of funny.
Man. That's cool,
yeah,
man.
Well, listen, a lot of our police officers out there, shout out to them. They're in their patrol cars. Yeah, they're in their patrol cars and they're listening. Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are.
All right, my duo I'm going to go with George and Wheezy, man.
George and Wheezy is a duo.
Okay. Yeah,
that is a good
one.
George
and Wheezy.
George and Wheezy is a good one.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Jack doesn't like it because
I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know
who they are. The Jeffersons.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Is that the spaceship one?
Oh,
that's
come
the
on.
Jetsons.
Bang.
What was George Jetson's boss name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Spacely. Rocket.
Spacely?
Spacely?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. The Jetsons were a good show.
That was a good show. Yeah, absolutely. Good show. So was the Jeffersons.
Meet George Jetson.
His boy, Elroy.
His wife, Judy.
Yeah,
what's the daughter name?
His wife? Daughter. Are you sure it's not
wife
daughter Judy?
Or daughter Judy?
I think it might have been daughter Judy.
Okay.
Here we are. It took us 251.
Well,
yeah. 215-592-9494.
These are my favorites because I know I'm going to get something mixed up.
Yes,
with
absolutely.
These.
Yes. And then you get the tweets that you get to see during the commercial break. 215-592-9494. It is Tuesday, so Elliot Shore Parks is in next. We'll find out his opinion on Jalen running the ball more. We will get to his rewatch on Jalen, in which he gave him a D. A D. And
it's called
out.
A big dose of D.
Correct. And then find out if what the Eagles are going to do at safety and cornerback.
Daughter
Friday.
Is Judy. Jane is the wife.
Jane's the wife.
Yes.
There you go. You know why?
Is it the Brady Bunch?
You know why I thought?
The Jetsons, man.
The Jetsons. I thought Judy wasn't the wife because I remember it being, bah, his wife. Like a one syllable
Jane,
word.
His wife.
There
yep,
you go.
There you go.
All right, Elliot's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. Now, it's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build and add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use to build their own. So grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.